And now we're speaking with Lee Zaslavsky, coordinator of the War Resisters Support Campaign. See, Stephen Harper is set to deport the prominent war resister Jeremy Hinzman, his wife, and young children. So Lee is going to share with us what the War Resister Support Campaign is doing to support Jeremy and why Canadians stand behind the war resisters.
Okay, well, Lee, thanks very much for coming on the show with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Well, there's a lot of excitement and trepidation about because our email inboxes have been flooded with news about Jeremy Hinzman. He's going to be deported on the 23rd, right?
Yes, that's the date he's supposed to leave Canada by.
This has been a very high-profile case. A lot of attention has been fixated on Jeremy. So how is this coming about? How did it happen that he's going to be deported at this time?
Well, he went before the refugee board to try to get refugee status back in 2005, I believe it was, because he refused to take part in the Iraq War. He's an American soldier. He was a part of the 82nd Airborne Division, and he learned that the division was to be deployed to Iraq in a few months, and he decided that, after long discussions with his wife, Na, and other people, that he simply could not take part in that deployment. So he came to Canada in January 2004, and shortly thereafter he applied for refugee status, and his refugee claim was denied. One of the reasons was that they said it's irrelevant whether the Iraq War was illegal or not. And so that was appealed all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada, which refused to hear his appeal, thus upholding the refusal. He then did a pre-removal risk assessment, which is a thing that they do for refugee claimants who have failed to get status, to see whether it would still be too inhumane to send them back to their country of origin. And that took a number of months, and recently in August, he was called in and he was told that he had failed the pre-removal risk assessment, that it was fine. They found that it was okay to send him back to the United States, that he would be treated fairly there. And they gave him a date of September 23rd by which he had to leave Canada or be subject to apprehension and removal.
So it's coming up, the deadline's coming up. Now, Canadians seem to be on the side of Jeremy. We're against the Iraq War. According to the opinion polls, we would like the war resisters to stay. But we even have a vote in Parliament. How does this vote work? It's apparently the Parliament agreed that we should not deport the war resisters.
When the Supreme Court came down with its decision against Jeremy, we had already been in touch with members of Parliament, and within a few weeks, the Standing Committee on Citizenship and Immigration had hearings and passed a motion saying that the war resisters should be allowed to stay in Canada. All conscientious objectors to wars not sanctioned by the United Nations, including, of course, the Iraq war resisters, should be allowed to stay in Canada and apply for permanent resident status. And it said that the government should cease all deportation proceedings against them. This was passed on December 6th, 2007, and then on June 3rd, 2008, the House of Commons as a whole passed that motion by a vote of 137 to 110, with the Conservatives, of course, voting against it. The Harper government has taken the view that this is a non-binding motion, and therefore they have basically ignored it and defied it. That has meant that, for example, in July, another war resister, Robin Long, was deported, and he is now serving a sentence in a U.S. Navy facility in San Diego, California, for having refused to fight in Iraq.
Well, there's a few issues that are brought about by this. The first is, when these resistors go back, what happens? If they're going to be arrested, this is a very big concern for Jeremy, because it's been mentioned he has two children, a six-week-old daughter now, Megan, and she's a Canadian citizen, so she can stay here. But
well, she could stay here and even earn a living if she wants, but at 6 weeks old, she's somewhat inexperienced at gaining her livelihood.
So Megan needs help.
She needs help.
Jeremy could face difficult conditions. He's been very high profile. He's been in several films, actually, including by the National Film Board in Canada. So what kind of treatment? You fear that he may be poorly treated, even compared to Robin Long in the United States?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Jeremy has been the most high profile war resister. He's been speaking out very clearly and eloquently since he arrived in Canada back in 2004. His name is known around the world, really, among a lot of people. And I think the U.S. government, he's been a thorn in the side of the Bush administration, because he is a young man who was in the military, joined before 9/11, by the way, and who was a good soldier, but decided that he just could not participate in that war. And as you know, the Bush administration would prefer to speak on behalf of the soldiers rather than have the soldiers speak for themselves. So Jeremy has been, you know, annoying them by telling the truth for these past 4 years and a half, and I think they would throw the book at him if they got their hands on him.
The other issue you brought up was that it's a non-binding resolution, but of course Harper seems to take contradictory positions on non-binding resolutions. So there's a moral obligation on the government to do something to respect the wishes of Canadians and of Parliament, but Harper's not following with this.
Well, I mean, when Mr. Harper was leader of the opposition, there was a motion passed calling for an inquiry into the Air India massacre. And that time the Martin government hemmed and hawed, and Mr. Harper got up on his hind legs and said, well, there may be a non-binding motion in law, but certainly there's a moral obligation on the government to carry out the wishes of Parliament. Now the shoe is on the other foot, and he's the Prime Minister, and all of a sudden that moral obligation seems to have evaporated from his mind. We believe, and I think most Canadians would think, that a motion passed by Parliament with such a comfortable majority, by the way, should be respected. But the Harper government has simply defied it.
So Harper's contradicted his own past precedents, but I guess the one theme that's continual here is the complete subservience to the U.S. government.
Yes, I think so, and I think he's also proud bearer of the neocon ideology, which is that somehow, somewhere, we've got to find a war to send our young people to.
This is something you've been opposing for a long time, these wars of choice. As someone who deserted from the Vietnam War, you obviously feel that Canada should be a place for sanctuary. For people.
Absolutely. When I came to Canada in 1970, there were thousands of others like me, both draft dodgers and deserters like myself, and we were welcomed. I mean, certainly there were voices, you know, that called us names and all that sort of thing, but at that time, the government of Canada was bold enough to say that Canada should be a refuge from militarism, and it opens its doors to us. Now we have a government that is trying to turn that whole, what I consider, noble tradition around and turn Canada into a subsidiary of the Pentagon, rounding up war resistors in Canada and essentially enforcing U.S. military law against them. And I think most Canadians are opposed to that. We had a poll done by Angus Reid that was released in late June that showed 64% of Canadians thought the war resistors should be allowed to stay in this country. So here is Mr. Harper opposing Parliament, opposing the people of Canada. Where is democracy?
You know, there's obviously a lot of support for what you're doing, and there's obviously a lot of actions. The anti-war movement is involved in this, the War Resistor Support Campaign, religious groups, community groups. So there's a number of actions that are happening on the 13th in support of Jeremy in particular. Could you tell us about what you're doing as part of that?
Yeah, well, we're going to be having a demonstration, a rally and march starting in the Ryerson University campus and going down along Yonge Street and Queen Street over to the U.S. Consulate. We'll have speakers. Jeremy and his family will be there. And we intend to raise the issue, you know, as loudly and clearly as we possibly can. Now that there's an election on, it's a very good time to hold the Harper Conservatives accountable on this issue. And I think it's very important for people to understand that a vote for Stephen Harper is a vote to kick Jeremy Hinsman and his family out of Canada.
As part of this campaign and this awareness raising, you're also encouraging people to screen the film Breaking Ranks in their community. Could you tell us a little bit about that film?
Yeah, well, the film follows the background and the decisions of four of the war resistors who came to Canada. And it sort of interviews them. It shows them participating in anti-war activities here in Canada. And also the producer-director, Michelle Mason, visited the hometowns and the relatives of the war resistors back in the United States and got their views and their feelings on these issues. And it's really quite moving and quite fascinating to watch Breaking Ranks. I've seen it, of course, myself. But every single time I'm quite moved by it because you can just see the palpable sincerity of the people involved here, the war resistors, and the agony that this situation is causing their families.
Knowing this about the film makes me glad we're going to be showing it in Hamilton on the 16th. Before we go, is there anything else you wanted to say about the current campaign to protect Jeremy and the other war resistors?
Yes, well, I think Jeremy Hinsman is sort of up next with his family to leave the country by September 23rd. I'm hopeful that his lawyer will be able to convince the courts to intervene and stop that. But right after him, another couple, Patrick and Jill Hart, with their young son Ryan, are going to get a decision on their pre-removal risk assessment. and on October 8th, and, you know, the likelihood, it seems to be, is that they will be told to leave Canada too. And so one after the other after the other. And this is exactly contrary to the will of Canadians and their parliament, and it's a disgrace. It's cruel.
I remember him speaking. Hart was very passionate, seeing him speak as well as seeing Jeremy speak, and I think it would be a loss to Canada to see either of these people go.
Absolutely. They're already making a real contribution to Canada, and many of the other war resistors are doing so as well. They're working. They're, you know, some of them are marrying Canadians. There are more babies on the way. They are doing what Canada needs done. In other words, young people coming to this country to make a life here. And to harass them and persecute them this way, the way the Harper government is doing, is really a disgrace. And when you think it's really at the behest of the Pentagon, which most Canadians don't really have much respect for, you know, it's even more disturbing.
In the 60s and 70s, when the Vietnam War was going on, Canada was known as a haven and as a conscientious country that tried to take the right policy, even if it didn't always do that. Do you think we can return to that?
Well, I think we have to return to it, or this country is going to be a different country. And I think a lot of people value very much the fact that Canada is seen as a progressive and humane country. And it seems that this kind of action by the Harper government is deliberately focused on changing that and turning Canada into some kind of a hard-nosed country that is on the wrong side of most issues in this world. I think Canadians really have a chance right now in this election to put a stop to that and to start building again on our great tradition of being a progressive, decent country that welcomes people of conscience.
Well, I think your more humane vision is very compelling. So All Out September 13th is the motto right now. If people want to learn more about that in general, they can go to the War Resister Support Campaign website, and that's at www.resisters.ca. Is that right?
Resisters.ca, that's right.
And there's lists of all the actions that are taking place, and we'll have information about Hamilton actions as well. So whether you're in Hamilton, Toronto, and in many other locations in Canada, there will be a way to participate and help Jeremy Hinsman on the 13th. Okay, well, I want to thank you very much, Lee, for coming on the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I hope everybody gets out on the 13th.
Yeah, thank you.